This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, June 9th, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Great news out of California. California Assembly Bill 257, often referred to as the FAST Act, has been defeated after three attempts at passage. If state legislators had approved the bill and it became law, it would have given rise to an appointed fast food sector council that could create new workplace policies for the state's QSRs. It also would have established joint liability between franchisors and their California-based franchisees. Both the International Franchise Association and the California Restaurant Association had pushed back against the bill via the No Takeout Takeover Coalition. The IFA warns that California AB 257 is eligible to be back before state lawmakers next January. Yum Brands, Inc. has agreed to acquire technology company Dragontail Systems Limited for $72.6 million, with plans to scale Dragontail's artificial intelligence kitchen order management and delivery technology globally. Yum Brands Chief Financial Officer Chris Turner said, "With Dragontail, we expect to tap into the power of artificial intelligence to accelerate and further enhance our delivery technology capabilities, especially at Pizza Hut, and optimize the end-to-end food preparation process." And more Pizza Hut news, the brand is doubling down on safety and convenience by launching The Hut Lane, a dedicated digital order pickup window available at over 1,500 locations across the country. Nicholas Burquire, Chief Customer and Operations Officer, said, "We are giving our customers a variety of options to optimize their pizza eating experience as we build on our business momentum." Consumer Fusion announced new software and a reviews sharing agreement with Caring.com, a leading senior living referral service and senior care reviews site. The collaboration includes reputation management services supporting senior living communities and in-home care agencies nationwide. Bryn Gibbs, CEO of Consumer Fusion, said, "We're excited to work with Caring.com to simplify a senior living community's or home care agency's ability to manage their online reputation. Knowing what's being said about your business via online reviews and responding to that feedback is more important than ever." Nathan's Famous announced the addition of, and here's a name from the past, Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips to its portfolio. The hot dog brand will be relaunching Arthur Treacher's as a virtual brand and updating their menu to include more proteins, including a focus on shrimp. James Walker of Nathan's Famous said, "Nathan's Famous and Arthur Treacher's have a long-standing relationship, and we have worked diligently to keep that brand's traditional menu items while also evolving the menu to fit the Nathan's mantra of the craveable, memorable, and Instagrammable product that we believe both operators and customers will love." The Junk Luggers is on a national mission to keep reusable items out of landfills. In an effort to help you go green this summer, the Junk Luggers offers 8 easy tips. Start a compost or a garden, or both. Switch to reusable bottles and straws. Recycle your old or unused electronics. Donate any of your furniture not in use. Shop locally and buy from farmers markets. Go camping and or enjoy a green picnic. Make a do-it-yourself clothesline to sun-dry clothes. And donate any summer clothes that you don't wear. CEO and founder Josh Cohen said, "Making a difference within our communities and environment is the heart of what we do. Make this summer a green one. Making small adjustments in your life can make a big impact on our environment." Back with People News after a quick word from iPost, the email tool built for the franchise industry. iPost puts the power of email marketing in the hands of the franchise marketer through multi-tiered accounts that eliminate fragmentation and enable franchisees to own and control all data and content. iPost gives your brand one place to support all locations' email marketing and one place to train and onboard new franchisees. Find out more at iPost.com. In People News, the International Franchise Association announced the addition of 2 new members to its board of directors, Caroline Euler, Chief Legal and Risk Officer at Papa John's, and Luis San Miguel, President and CEO at Fresh Dining Concepts, LLC, one of the largest focus brands, franchisee groups. IFA Board Chair Catherine Monson said, both members bring invaluable insight, innovation, and leadership that will help the franchise community make wise use of its talents and resources in the coming years and help amplify the positive impact of franchising in our communities. The IFA Board of Directors recently voted to expand its size to pursue the association's mission and priorities. In other people news, Bob Berry has been named president and CEO at Zips Dry Cleaners. Qdoba announced the appointment of Jim Sullivan as Chief Development Officer. Bloomin' Brands, Inc. has promoted Danielle Vanna to Chief Marketing Officer. Potbelly has named Larry Strain as its Chief Development Officer. Black Bear Diner announced the appointment of Chad Corrigan in the newly created role of VP of Franchise Sales and Development. And the Joint Chiropractic Network welcomes Mark Miller as its new VP of Real Estate and Construction. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In events news, the Franchise Show is happening again in person this weekend in the greatest city in the world. The Franchise Show Chicago is happening June 12th and 13th. Over the years, over 540,000 business ownership candidates have attended the Franchise Show's events, and I will be there podcasting from the exhibit hall floor and chatting with great brands like Big B Coffee, Rosati's, and more. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to great candidates in person at some great upcoming events, please contact Michael Higham at michael@nationalevent.com about available booth space. And let me just say, last week's show in Houston was outstanding. For more information, check out franchiseshowinfo.com. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thanks for listening to the Franchise News Podcast on the Social Geek Radio Network.